Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody.
It's something 9. Tells me that photo shoot is going to be on a billboard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Is that good?
The Bay Area.
Yeah, we just tried to recreate the Abbey Road crossing. Yeah. You'll be seeing that on our social media soon. It didn't go well.
It's fine. We're dorks.
It's, yeah, it's fine.
Vaughn, just, make it look good.
Photoshop
us all. I would like to look 10 pounds lighter, please.
Also, ditto.
Zoom in. Okay, oh, my God. Yeah. Me too. Make us all look skinny. I want to look like a stick of gum from the side.
Come on, man. Make it so. Anyway, so today's the 50th anniversary of the release of Abbey Road from the Beatles, and so we tried to recreate the cover, and it didn't work. Although we did make the effort. We're all out of breath from running down there and running back up. So right now we're going to do Hawaii, but then I have a big concert announcement. So Hawaii, let's focus on Hawaii right now, you guys. Oh, my God. If you want to go to the Alani Resort, a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii, then be calling 97 right now. Amy's got the phones. 800-400-3697. You get a Disney gift card. You're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to Alani Resort. We've got winning all day. Is this, we're doing this next week too, Yuzi?
We are. We have another week.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So 9, noon, 3, and 5 today. Those are your last chances this week. You get the Disney gift card, and then you're in the running. All right. Call now. Get busy.
The number you're dialing is
hold
also...
Hold on. Hang on. Now we have a major concert announcement to do.
Oh, shoot.
Billie Eilish's Where Do We Go World Tour is coming. Yes! Coming to the Chase Center in San Francisco on April 7th of 2020.
That girl is working very hard.
She's on fire. She is on SNL. They're opening up their 45th season. And she's a musical guest. And Woody Harrelson is the host. Should be a great show. I wonder if she'll go and be in any of the skits. You know, sometimes the musical guests will be in the skits.
So.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
It'll be great. So these tickets go on sale 1 week from today, October 4th at noon. All next week, listen to Alice. We'll have tickets before you can even buy them.
Nice.
Billie Eilish, Where Do We Go World Tour, the Chase Center, April 7th, 2020. What day of the week is that?
April 7th?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Come here.
Lucky thing, I have a 15-month calendar.
Oh, boy.
April 7th is on a Tuesday.
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly need April 8th off.
Hump day.
All right. Be listening next week to win those tickets. We have a special studio audience today.
Oh, we do. Yes.
We do. Amy and Chris are in here.
Hey.
Super nice people. Amy,
what you gonna do?
They're rockers, by the way. When they came in at 7 o'clock, that was when we did today's Friday montage. And she was headbanging, whipping her head around like Metallica. I was like, oh, these people are here to play.
So Amy, they went to the auction. It was a Pleasant Valley Elementary School in Novato.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, you guys are Novato kids.
Yeah, our kids go to Novato.
Nice. So what did you wind up paying for us? How expensive were we?
So actually we were in a bidding war.
Oh, the two of you aren't a couple?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. I just assumed you were together.
Well, don't tell our spouses.
Okay, I won't.
Oh. I thought they were married. I thought they were married.
I'm like, oh, what a nice couple they are. So you guys are just friends and your spouses were like, yes, please, go ahead without us.
His wife and I are good friends. And I outbid them because I really wanted this. And then, actually I was going to take my cousin, but she's flying to a wedding. And so I called him up. I knew he was a huge fan.
Oh,
all right.
So cute. And your wife was like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, and husband was like, you should take Chris.
Yeah. Seems like you guys will have a better time. Okay, so what did the bidding get up to?
I think it was $1,100.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, we're valuable today. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Was it worth every penny? I mean, how great is this?
I mean, every penny, especially the Abbey Road.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Lucky you. Everyone's just laughing. It's like, they can't even walk together and like figure that out. We had to do it twice, and then both times it was an epic fail. And we're like, you'll be able to pull something out of that.
Classic.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And that's, okay. I mean, what a funny story. Like, all morning, I thought you were just a nice married couple.
I know.
Chris, did you want to say anything?
Say hi to your wife.
Hi, Shelly.
Come here, get up here.
Come on.
Hi, Shelly.
Oh, adorable. All right, Vinny, it's all you. Text away.
So the text number, 800-400-3697, is where you just put that number in, you write whatever you want, we get it, and we're happy to see the stuff you had to say about
our
show.
Sure are, sure.
Also, don't text and drive.
And don't be mean.
Well, you know.
Keep it constructive.
Right. Love, love, love the baby updates. Keep them coming, Vin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was so friggin' cute.
Adorable.
I want to hear that every day.
I loved that I was, like, I'm expecting her to say mama first. And I don't know why, because I haven't coached her up. But she went for dada.
That's nice.
I love that mom keeps going mama. And she's
no, mama. I'm mama. That's so funny. I like hearing your wife's voice, too.
Yeah, pretty funny.
She's nice. That's cute.
And to give you the other update, today at my kid's school is dress like an adult day.
Oh.
So my daughter dressed like a grown woman.
And what did she...
I'll show you the picture.
What did she consider a grown woman's outfit?
Yeah, does she wear heels and a business suit?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what mama wears when she goes out to work.
A boy would wear, you know, who knows, a tie.
Oh, well... She looks like she's gonna go. She does have a little bun. She's got like a cheetah print, leopard print vest on with a little black dress, LBD.
Really?
And cowboy boots that have like a gold filigree
cowboy,
on them.
Cowboy, let me tell him to
you turn that around. She wants to see it.
Oh my God!
It's more like
so
a
beautiful
kid going to a. I mean,
she's going to a
cowboy
a nightclub.
Yeah, you look like a nightclub.
She's going to a nightclub, Vince.
Dressed like an adult day.
Dressed like an adult day.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Wow,
there's the update.
Interesting. Oh, I love that so much.
Dad.
It's not funny.
Mama.
Yes. No, mama.
Mom, don't you can't you say mama?
Go and say mama. Dada. That kid is gonna be a handful.
She, you have no idea.
When I was, I mean, she was.
We actually do because we're girls.
Yeah, we know. Like, I think Isla's gonna be like a pretty good teenager. She seems to really be a cool
kid. She's got it down, yeah.
But man, that one is gonna have to. She's, good luck with that one.
Yep.
She's
good.
A climber. She's all the stuff you would hope not to have.
Well,
to
she's
deal
got
with.
Her
and
own
she's only one.
Wants and needs. Like, when was your wedding in July? So I come over and I meet her and she lets me pick her up, which is amazing. Kids usually hate me. So I pick her up and I'm kind of dancing. I got her on my hip and I'm kind of dancing around with her a little bit. And I'm it's hot out. And I'm just like, okay, well, enough dancing, you know. And she starts going like this. I'm like, hello, lady. We're dancing here. I'm like, all right.
I guess we're going to keep dancing. I'm like,
get back to it, buddy. Right.
Like, but I'm old. Well, I'm like your dad. Come on,
okay.
Man.
I already read the pop stars for the Super Bowl. They made the announcement. J-Lo and Shakira.
Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
Will be... Vin, you're totally right. I can guarantee Metallica has been played at just about every football game in the NFL, but they're not getting scheduled to play the halftime show.
Did they not do something with Super Bowl 50?
I feel like they did.
They didn't play the halftime show or
no,
anything,
they played,
but they did the night before or something. I think
it was a Metallica
that's
night
what it's
or something
called.
Like
yeah,
that?
That's our boss put that together.
Yeah.
Yeah, the night before. We had them in.
Yeah. Based
forgot.
On that.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had Lars in.
Right.
Yeah, and then what's the other dude?
Well, depends.
It wasn't James.
James.
We've had Kirk. Kirk
James
came
Hetfield
in.
James Hetfield was downstairs.
Years ago, the
yeah.
old place.
To the old
yeah.
place.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
we
right.
did
Somebody
like a mystery guest for Vinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Years, 20 years.
Do you remember
ago.
That? We
yeah,
had him
I love
in
that.
Another studio.
I actually really love that. I remember very few guests because yeah. it's part of
so
what we
many,
do here.
Yeah.
But there's few that stand out. He's one of them.
Yeah.
It's always scary to do a surprise guest for someone on the show, I think, because you just don't know what the person's reaction or my reaction or whatever mm-hmm. is going to be. And like, it's so nice to be able to be prepared for that. It's actually...
I know. That's the bummer part about it is that you're not prepared.
Well, like when Neil Schoenstrom walked in, I was like, prepared. Man, first of all, it knocked me for a loop. Like, I couldn't believe he was there after all these years of talking about him and all the years of loving him as a guitar player. And then he walks in and I'm like, I have no idea what he's up to.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had something to talk to him about.
The reaction is priceless.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best. I've known you for 20 plus years. And that was the weirdest I've seen you be.
Out.
We saw you lose it for the Indigo Girls.
Yeah. I was tired, man.
Yeah.
You were crying on the floor.
Yeah, that's not. I don't know.
I wasn't crying. I was sitting. I was dying down. I was just trying. I was trying to be cool in the other room, and I'm in there
really?
Crying.
What's this look like?
Yeah.
That's me ducking down.
No, they're like.
I didn't want to be a distraction.
Amy, is it Amy?
It's both of them. Amy and Emily.
One of them's like. Oh, honey. And they go and get you and bring you in. They're hugging you.
Well, they're probably used to it. People losing their ass around them all the time. I was like, oh, God. Even in my head, the rational part of me is like, oh, my God, you're losing it. What is wrong with you?
Poor Gretchen's like, this is my midday show. I get the Indigo Girls since they were late. And now here's the morning girl crying
because
and upstaging everybody.
I was so excited that the Indigo Girls were going to be interviewed on our show. And then they... suddenly weren't going to be interviewed.
No, they were late.
They were late.
Super late. Mm-hmm.
And then we went over, I think they went is it the plant in Sausalito? The recording studio?
Mm-hmm.
And we all went in there and they did a little private thing. And,
oh, you went?
Oh, yeah, I went. Kidding me? I was busy. I just finished crying over them.
she's hungry after
she cries. I think my friend, no, it's not the eatery, the plant. It's the recording studio. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They don't have veggie burgers there. But my friend had flown in and we all went over and, you know, stood awkwardly around while they sang things. We're right here next to them. But anyway, it's hard when you have a mystery guest because you just don't know what.
I'll never forget the Neil Sean, though.
Oh,
and by the way, your selfie is maybe the best selfie this show's ever had.
There's no question that it captured my state of mind. It looks like I'm screaming with
pleasure.
Not even with pleasure. It looks like I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I'm anxious. Like,
yeah, you're nuts.
Make me lose my mind.
Yeah, make me lose my mind is right.
I've had a really sad week, and I just got in my car, and you guys were doing the Friday montage, and it immediately put a smile on my face and genuinely made me feel happiness that I haven't felt all week. Thanks for being you.
Well, thanks for listening, and I'm so sorry you're having a tough week. That sucks. This too shall pass.
Right.
You'll have good weeks ahead.
Vinny singing the Friday montage, day made.
Yeah. Vinny singing that Boston song. That was awesome.
I know.
Boston is one of the bands that I don't know. I got into them late, but I got into them, and I love that record.
Yeah, you can't really argue with that first record. It's just so good.
I love Boston. Always reminds me of my junior, senior year at high school.
It's a 70s band, kids.
I'm lying on the floor doing my stretches and had to stop. Was laughing so hard.
Oh.
Mm.
Yay.
What we aim for.
The dance session.
We are. We're trying to start your day okay.
Yeah.
You know, come to us. We're just friendly. More or less, you know.
Except to Alex. Alex, no.
Alex, forget it. We're not friendly to you. Thing sucks.
Wait, who are Steve and Esther? Steve Harwell.
And Esther, his...
I'm like, who are Steve and Esther? I did that story today.
It's your story.
I know, but I was like, I can't remember who they are now.
Oh, remember you were asking, was it yesterday? You were asking me who the Boston drummer...
Yes.
...daughter. Why were you asking me that yesterday?
Because something came up about Boston's drummer who had the big fro. Mm-hmm. Actually, a few of them had big fros in that band.
Oh, man, I just shut my computer down.
There was a story about a person who turned out to be that guy's daughter.
Sid
so
something.
The Rock married her.
That's what the story was. Yeah. All right.
Nobody we know.
Nope. God, it was someone we knew. Well, we sort of know The Rock. I mean, as in, we're aware of him.
Noel.
He's a Bay Area guy, too, right? Yeah, he's from, I want to say Hayward.
Yeah.
Hayward.
Apparently, up, Hayward? We had our best show ever by 6:30.
Oh, today?
Yeah, we peaked by 6:30 in the morning.
But we started out just by singing songs.
I'm just telling you what people said.
Well, we should have stopped at 6:30.
I guess we, well, I said.
Hey, you know what? We can stop right now.
Let's stop now.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, this has been a Friday.
Oh.
Such a delight.
Oh, my God.
I can't get enough. If every day could be like this, I'd live every day to the fullest.
Well, let's
except
just...
for Mondays. They're even better. If only they could all be like Mondays. Woo!
Let's just stay here and do Monday's show now.
Sounds great. Oh. Let's do like the next few weeks of show. Let's never leave. What do you say, guys?
Okay. I'm tired.
Oh, really?
We're both
okay.
full of it. We want to go home.
I got drinks waiting for me.
You do?
Hey, it's past you. You said 9:28.
I know. I was late. Believe me, as you're speaking, I'm looking at the clock going, it's 9:29, people.
Yeah. My drinks are sweating right now, waiting for me. Where is she?
Or it's 9:52, whatever.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
The picture's been posted of us doing our Abbey Road photo.
Oh,
it's at
Alice973
on Instagram.
Perfect. Check us see. Out over here. Let's, yeah, I want to see what you posted up.
Look at the camera.
It's cute.
Oh, that's great.
It is good.
Oh, boy, he didn't shave off the 10 pounds, did he?
Yeah. I think they're all in my boobs.
Check us out, man. It's great. Good times. Abbey Road, 50 years. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.